Families to Reflect the Goodness of God, June 20. As the Father has compassion on His children, so the Lord has compassion on those that fear Him. NIV. Bring the sunshine of heaven into your conversation. By speaking words that encourage and cheer, you will reveal that the sunshine of Christ's righteousness dwells in your soul. Children need pleasant words. It is essential to their happiness to feel approval resting upon them. Strive to overcome harshness of expression, and cultivate soft tones. Catch the beauty contained in the lessons of God's Word, and cherish this as essential to the happiness and success of your home life. In a happy environment, the children will develop dispositions that are sweet and sunshiny. True beauty of character is not something that shines out only on special occasions. The grace of Christ dwelling in the soul is revealed under all circumstances. He who cherishes this grace as an abiding presence in the life will reveal beauty and character under trying as well as under easy circumstances. In the home, in the world, in the church, we are to live the life of Christ. There are souls all around in need of conversion. When the law of God is written upon the heart, and is witnessed to in a holy character, those who know not the power of the grace of Christ will be led to desire it, and will be converted. A solemn review is now taking place in the courts above. The thought of the decisions now being made in heaven should urge parents to diligence in training their children in the fear and love of God. Not by severe words and punishment for wrongdoing will the most be accomplished, but by watchfulness and prayer, lest they be taken by the snares of the enemy. Every family that has a knowledge of the truth for this time, is to make it known to others. The Lord's people are to get ready for the doing of a special work. The children as well as the older members of the family are to act their part in seeking to save those who are perishing. From his youth Christ was, to all with whom he associated, an influence that drew them toward higher things. So the youth today may exert a power for good that will draw souls to God. Parents need to appreciate more fully the responsibility and honor that God has placed upon them, in making them, to the child, the representative of himself. The character revealed in the contact of daily life will interpret to the child, for good or for evil, those words of God. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you.